Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Yesterday, I was talking about all the potential lottery picks and first-round picks in the NBA draft. I wanted to look at, you know, the rest of the pack, all the rest of the players that we haven't hit on that are going to get drafted more than likely by the end of the second round, whatever. So you look at Bryce McGowan's from Nebraska, the shooting guard. Here's a guy played on a lousy team, but he was popping 17 points a game. Max Christie is a shooting guard, small forward, freshman out of Michigan State. And certainly people look at him and they think, wow, this guy's got it. He didn't have the stats to go with it. Most teams are just going to buy into his stroke, his shot, and he's fundamentally sound for a guy that size 6'6", young kid. He's going to get picked. How about a foreigner from Paris, Ismail Kamagate? This guy is on team's radar. Some people think first round. I think second round. And he's been productive in France's top league. He's huge, 6'11", and he's a pick-and-roll specialist, and he cuts and dives to the basket a lot, and everybody loves basketball players that do that. He's got inside post game, and certainly he's got mid-range shot-making abilities, and I think he's intriguing. Oscar Tshiebwe, the stud out of Kentucky, power forward center, played a couple years for Calipari. He's gotten all kinds of awards. The guy is an absolute banger on the glass, and he just constantly has the high motor going. Teams love that. To add a guy with that kind of front court physicality, toughness, and nonstop burn energy. What about Leonard Miller out of Fort Erie International? They showed up to find out what this kid plays like. Team showed up in Portland to watch him in the World Team practices and Nike Hoop Summit. The guy had 11 points, 6'11". He's comfortable in the low block, attacking closeouts, making plays, putting a ball on the deck, and, you know, unguarded, can knock down the three if you don't get in his face. I love this kid, David Roddy, out of Colorado State, can play small forward or power forward, 6'6", 255, he can do it all. He's so strong, mobile for his size. He can score from anywhere. 62% on twos, 43.8% on threes. You know somebody's going to snag Roddy. I like this kid, J.D. Davison, out of Alabama, to point guard. And very athletic. He can pass. His shooting leaves a little bit to be desired, so teams are going to want him to improve his J. But he was such a firecracker off the bench for Bama. Teams are going to love that. What about Jalen Williams out of Arkansas? The power forward can play center, and he's going to leave school and go pro. I mean, the kid's got a decision to make. Should he go back to school and then go in 23 as, you know, a 6'10 big that can pass and score off drives? He's got a shot, and he can somehow get to the line a lot. Is he going to be worth way more money a year from now? That might be the right choice. I think teams love this Justin Lewis out of Marquette, a guy that can play the small or power forward. The guy can knock it down from everywhere. 6'7", 245, and can shoot. And, you know, they want him to be more violent as a defender and stop people in the paint. But this guy, the way he can shoot, they can work with him defensively and make him into a good player as a pro. A lot of people thought Ryan Rollins, the Toledo shooting guard sophomore, was going to go in next year, but it looks like he's going to go in this year. And he's certainly got a nice two-guard scoring touch. I mean, in transition, he'll pull up. He made 65 threes in transition. He can run the pick and roll. And the guy is really a great ball screen passer. The kid, Terquavion Smith, out of North Carolina State, shooting guard. Most people thought he'd go back to school because he was shooting like 39% from the floor. But he's got so much talent. 6'4", buck 60, needs to gain weight. But the guy knocked down 16 points a game. And that's going to get teams looking, knowing that he's only going to get better. What about Jake LaRavia? He transferred from Indiana State to Wake Forest. And 6'8 forward, shot 61% inside the arc, 38% from three, averaging 3.7 dimes, 1.7 steals, and a block a game. The kid does it all. He can walk up and knock down a spot-up shot. He can drop dimes. He's got skill in the low block and off-the-ball scoring touch. You get him off a screen, he can knock it down. Another one from Wake is Alondis Williams. Played 4 years, and everybody's believing in him now. He's explosive off the dribble. He can pass. Some people don't think he can shoot, but he's 23 years old, and he's played a ton of big games. I mean, the bottom line is the kid produces. He scores. He's athletic. He can dish it. He can do it all. He'll get snagged. I love this kid, Jabari Walker from Colorado. Started the season slow, but then came alive, started knocking down shots from everybody, a face-up scorer, and just blew people's minds. Now he's the talk of NBA teams. And then there's my boy, Trace Jackson Davis, the big fellow from Indiana. Everybody wonders what'll happen with him. He can't shoot. He can't do this. He can't handle the rock. I just don't believe any of that. I think he's got great athleticism, nice soft hands, can score inside, reverse layups left and right, dunk it, throw it down. I think he finishes a lot in his post-offensive game. I mean, he left a door open to go back to IU, but I say he ends up in the NBA this year. What about Caleb Love? He exploded in the NCAA tournament, going off and having huge games, leading North Carolina to the national championship game. did it all. I mean, this guy, his age 20, he's got it all. I mean, the tools to do it. Shot making, driving, dribble drive, shot 46% off of the catch and dribble. I mean, a guy can come off screens and knock down shots anywhere. He can throw it down. He does it all. They're talking about this kid, Hugo Besson, out of New Zealand, because he can flat out create shots. He's got a sneaky game. He's a streak scorer, can light it up. And then there's the big man, Orlando Robinson from Fresno State, a big center, 19 points per game. You get a 7-footer that can do it all. He can pass it too and knock down threes, and he was durable. The guy played in all the games, so they like that consistency in the NBA. How about your boy Julian Champagne out of St. John's in New York? 6'8 forward, knocks down Jays all over the floor. And we watched him here in New York. He's just a shot maker. This guy can create. You get him the rock, he'll get you a bucket. He's got the mid-range game, the three game, the dribble drive game. And he's played in front of packed houses at Madison Square Garden, so he's not fazed by the lights and the cameras and the big crowds or the big money in the NBA. You know he's going to translate to the next level. They saw a Jordan Hall deal in Philly at St. Joe's. Bottom line is 6'7", guy can handle the rock, 6 times a game, hits a couple threes every game, shoots 42% though. That's a little bit of a problem, but teams will still work with his athletic ability. What about Jaime Jaquez out of UCLA? We saw him light it up for sure. Scoring versatility, he's tough. And he's just been in so many gigantic games the last couple of years in the NCAA tournament and in the Pac-12. I love his game. And his teammate, Johnny Juzang, I think he's going to go as well. A shot maker. He just knocks down from everywhere. 6'7 forward. You know they're going to snag this guy at some point in that second round. How about this kid, Keon Ellis, out of Alabama? Think about him. 67 threes and 64 steals. He's 6'6 and can get it on. I like him because he plays at both ends ferociously. His steals create buckets. That's all there is to it. Another foreigner, Gabriel Presida of Bologna. 6'6, a 41% three-point shooter. That's all you need to know. He finds his spots and can hit deep range threes. I mean, it really is my favorite time of the year, you know. You get right out of the NCAA March Madness, the tournament, the championship. Then you finish the NBA regular season. And then you get to play in games. And then the NBA playoffs start in earnest. And then it's a war of attrition to pare it down to the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. And then the NBA Finals. And then, you know, the draft lottery. And then the draft. I mean, it's pure and simple. It's basketball season, baby. Straight to the 10. Go to the rack, finish, swat, rebound, throw elbows, whatever you got to do. I can't wait for all of it. Playoffs, draft, bring it. You got to love the fact that we talk tons of rack.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.